Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I wanted to do a psychic update on the pandemic. So in case you're new to the program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I'm going to give you psychic information as I've been downloading it. Typically, this is where I pitch and tell you about my services. I'll do that at the end. I do think it's important that I share what I am sensing is coming, right? Now, this is not political, though if you are a regular listener to this program, you're probably pretty clear where I stand on a lot of issues politically. But that's not what we're doing here. We're going to talk about what I'm picking up psychically. So I do think that we are getting signs of the impact that the virus is going to have in each of our individual lives. And I think this is a time where you must pay attention to your intuition. Hands down, pay attention to your intuition. And as I tune into it, what I continue to get is that it's going to be bad. But as I was sensing back in March, we can come out of it quickly. And so really assess what your life means to you right now and what's important to you, and then trust your intuition and move according to that. I've said this before over the course of this time, you can't do anything cool in this life if you're not alive. So the way you protect yourself from any type of illness, implement those same strategies. Now, with this particular virus, as I tune into it, it is something we don't know a lot about. It is something that is here and real and designed to teach us a lesson. And if we don't learn the lesson, sorry, you're going to get some, you might get a little phone noise there. I think I left off with, if we don't learn the lesson, it's going to keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. This specifically is teaching us something. And you're going to see that it's not teaching everybody the same lesson. And so you have to stay very grounded in your experience and your life and accept that things are not going to go back to the way they were. I think that people have been sloshing through this experience and not really picking their next point of attraction. And now it's time to pick that point of attraction. And you can't base that on anything other than your divine truth. And I'll tell you right now, it's not your divine truth if it resembles the way it was 2 years ago, because it's not going to be that. And a part of some of the cultural sins that took place 2 years ago or 3 years ago, this pandemic is helping us right those wrongs. And so you're not responsible for the collective, right? I think many people get overwhelmed because they're like, oh, I got to take care of the whole world. No, you have to take care of you. And in doing that at the highest frequency, whatever that high frequency is for you, then you will take care of the collective. So I want to say that to you again. This is not a message to like, oh, I need to go and take care of the collective. Some of you may be called to work on the behalf of the collective, but first and foremost, you have to take care of you. And so it is not going away. My spirit guides are very clear about that. It will not go away just because we say it is. that there are things we need to do as individuals to participate in the healing and the evolution from this experience. And you have to be tuned in to your intuitive knowing so that you can move forward. We have been called to focus within. And that is the coolest thing you can do. That is the most popular thing you can do. That is the thing, right? It's taking really good care. And I'm going to say it. My circuits are, they keep saying, tell them to follow the science. Because God is working through the science. And there is a lesson in all of this for us. And if you're acting like, oh, it can't happen to me, we have no idea what can happen, right? We don't even have enough data to know what will happen. This is all very, very new. And maybe some findings are saying some things right now, and then 6 months from now, it could be completely different. So take care of yourself, take care of yourself, take care of yourself, take care of yourself. Trust your own intuition. And your intuition is the wisdom that tells you what to do. And you can't get that information from something outside of you, right? That from the collective. I can tune in energetically and receive information, but then I still have to sit with it and say, what do I need to do? So even as I'm working in this space, and this is my job to share what I'm picking up intuitively, I still have to say, okay, I'm getting this message about the collective. How does this apply to me? What is most important to me? Where do I need to focus my energy, right? This is a universal year of 4 in numerology, 2020, which is a message about safety and security, right? So that's the universal energy of the world. And I think we are all being called to look at what we need to put in place so we feel safe and secure. And safe and secure, you know, this might sound a little political. It's not coming from going to a rally and wearing a t-shirt and waving a banner. Safety and security comes from within you. It's tending to your own garden so that from that place you can feed the collective. But if you don't tend to your own garden, there's nothing to feed the collective with. Now, next layer to this. I also think that this is a wonderful time to be so in your truth, right? I know as I am dating, there was a time in my life where I was fine with casual while I was looking for long-term dating. And now I'm like, you know, really the priority is to find that long-term partner. And I'm going to look at everybody I meet, everybody I interact with, is this long-term potential, right? And so it keeps me out of the dreamy, oh my God, state, and it keeps me very aware in the beginning so that I can be very discerning. And I've talked about discernment a lot on this program. And that guidance, that wisdom, that understanding, that discernment comes from within you. So how do you better hear the messages, know the messages, receive the messages, sense the messages, feel the messages of your intuition? Well, you got to get into a high frequency state. And high frequency is whatever keeps you out of lower energy, right? So high frequency is different for everyone. For me, it's a great sense of peace. For others, it might be a great sense of excitement or enthusiasm, knowledge, joy, love, passion, whatever puts you in that high frequency state. So if high frequency to you is eating a certain way, exercising a certain way, thinking a certain way, relating to others in a certain way, then that is high frequency. High frequency to someone else might look differently. So you know already what you need to do to take care of yourself energetically, and follow that. Follow that. Trust that. Do that. And you can be down in the dumps and you can be a disaster if you want. Just come out of it. Right? Don't stay there. Don't stay there. Come out of it. And another message, we have been exposed to a way of relating to others that is unhealthy and really destructive for highly sensitive, empathetic people. And easy for people to take what they see on television and take a behavior pattern that's based on somebody's their makeup, but think that that is okay, whether that is narcissistic tendencies, whether it is gaslighting, whether it is combativeness. It may work for some people. It may get them to move effortlessly and easily through life. I'm not talking to any of you. You're not even listening to this program. I'm talking to my highly sensitive people. And so it is going to be imperative that you take excellent care of yourself, whatever that is to you. But I will say, stay away from the combativeness, the anger, the aggression, the people who just want to argue. And you can cover yourself in a blanket of protection. Visualize yourself covered in a blanket of protection. You can imagine yourself covered in a blanket of protection. You can ask spirit to cover you in a blanket of protection and start to protect your energetic field, right? And the more that you can protect your energetic field, the less you're going to be thrown off balance when you encounter these aggressive energies that are prevalent right now. I've not seen it so prevalent, but I know where it's coming from. We are mimics energetically, and I think as a people, we are mimicking the leadership we're seeing, not just in the U.S., but across the world. And so now it's time for us to reclaim ourselves, right? Take your power back. And it can start with saying, now in this moment, Spirit, I take my power back. Now in this moment, Spirit, I take my power back. Other things that are helpful, because I can give you a lot of tips, but I've tried almost everything out there in my journey of being a empathetic, highly sensitive person, or an empath is what we're called. I don't like that word. I prefer highly sensitive. So in my journey of being a highly sensitive person, I've tried a lot of different modalities as to what heals us. And salt baths can be beneficial. Spiritual practice, of course, and all forms of spiritual practice. Reclaiming our individuality, right? Really separating ourselves from the herd energetically. And some of this is letting go of codependent tendencies. Like really believing that you are your own Prince Charming. You will save yourself. Of course with God, of course with your spirit team. But you can take care of you, right? And the more that you can start to believe that and let that sink in, I can take care of me. 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 The more that you can embrace that, the more intuitive wisdom you're going to get as to how you can execute that for your highest and greatest good. You make the spirit world proud when you are taking good care of yourself, whatever that means. Right? Yes, take care of yourself. And always take care of your finances, take care of your body in whatever way feels inspired to you. There's a lot of rhetoric out there about how to do those things, but you really have to trust yourself. You really have to know what is best for you. And if you're being called, right, if you're getting repetitious signs as to something to do. Maybe you keep seeing a notice about saving money, or you keep getting a notice about a certain eating plan, or you keep getting a notice about shifts you need to make in your diet. Those changes, right? Make those changes, trust yourself, do the thing, right? Psychically, what I'm picking up about the pandemic, it is going to get worse. We are going to see a replay of what we saw in March in the U.S., but it's going to be, my spirit guides are saying it's two times. And this is as I read the energy right now. That's why I'm doing this show. I typically don't talk a lot about these things. I talk about, personal development and growth and goals, but you can't pursue a goal if you're not alive, right? You can't pursue a goal if you are in deep, deep grief because you've lost someone close to you, right? So you can, but you can't. So just trust me on this. They are showing two times worse. We can change that, follow the science as we know of it, right? And trust your intuition and act accordingly and be kind and loving, because kindness and love will always trump fear, right? And so help where you can, but I promise you, if you're taking good care of yourself, you are doing a service to your planet. Yeah. That's my message, my psychic guidance for the pandemic. Don't think it can't happen to you. Don't think it hasn't touched you. Don't think, my life is being inconvenienced by this thing. It's so childish, to think that way. I was talking to a man that I was considering dating. And he was talking about his pandemic experience, and he had been traveling abroad, and he wasn't able to travel abroad. And I was like, well, what's the silver lining? I think there's something good that comes out of everything. And he was like, no, there's no good that has come out of it. Well, he had missed the point and suddenly became very unattractive. And I say that with, I get it. We can wallow. Believe me, like I played through the way I thought my 2020 would go recently. I was like, oh shit, that's such a contrast to the life that I'm living right now. But at its core, I saw that there were things that I was neglecting putting in place, but I didn't really have a solid reason for not putting them in place. And the pandemic has shown me, like, make this your focus right now. Make this your focus. And so play through what you thought 2020 would be for you. Go into an imaginative state, visualize the way you thought it would have gone if there had not been a pandemic, and ask yourself, what is the core piece of all of that? What little bit do I need to extract from that and infuse it into my life now? And then, my spirit guides are saying share. So as I looked at mine psychically, and I went through the whole year, and I had a whole year planned of like concerts I was going to go to, and I was going to bounce between various luxury co-livings and earn increasingly more money and make things. But the core of that was feeling free. And so the freedom to be able to do this in a way that I hadn't been able to, whether I was married or there was financial restrictions or, when I was, employed, I couldn't do things like that. So I said at the core of that was freedom, right? I wanted to feel a sense of freedom. And so coming back into my present moment and say, okay, what can I do to feel free? Or what can I do to set my life up so I can feel that level of freedom that I envision experiencing before the pandemic hit. For some of you, it might be love. For some of you, it might be power. For some of you, it might be joy. It might be advancement. How can you experience that feeling now? And then what choices and decisions do you need to make based on the reality we are all actually living in, which is a pandemic? Like, you can pretend like it doesn't exist. And I know most of the people listening to this program are not in that state. But it just, I know many of you are like, how are they not seeing that this is real? It is real. It's an energetic thing that has come over our planet. And it is here to teach us something. To teach us something. Louise Hay taught affirmations, and that every, and the way I interpret her work is that everything that happens in the body, if you went through, you can heal your life. Everything that happens in the body is a reflection of some emotional turmoil in your life, something that needs to be done. Essentially, it's psychic information. Right? I now will say what she outlined in You Can Heal Your Life as she's going through all the illnesses is psychic information and how to clean it up, right? She gave you an affirmation to clean it up, but it can go, you know, you can take that and go even further. And so this situation is offering each individual psychic information as to things they need to clean up in their own lives, while acknowledging that it is real and doing their part to take care of themselves and taking care of their community. And when I say taking care of your community, when you wear the mask, you're protecting others, right? It's that's being a good citizen. When you practice social distancing, when you check your frustration and anger when you go into a business and other people are there, and you know, when you do that, when you honor that this is stressful for everyone, you raise the collective energy of the planet. You raise your own energetic vibration. But there is a message in it for you. And so if you can get on that train, if you can focus on that, if you can devote your energy to figuring that out, and it's going to come to you instantly. The minute that you get out of fear and doubt and worry and shame and anger and frustration and blaming and complaining and victimhood, right? You're like, Amy, that's a year of therapy. I know, for some of you it is. But it doesn't have to be. Just start journaling on all your feelings and let them move through you. And then from there, you will feel your energy rise and you'll be able to receive greater levels of intuitive information. Take care of yourself. That's my message. Take care of yourself, take care of yourself, take care of yourself. So that is my psychic wisdom for the pandemic. Yes, it has become political and it's nutso and crazy and but that's a thing. But it's here and it's real and we need to accept it and not learn to live with it, but learn what we need to learn. Because if we all decided to learn what we needed to learn from this experience, it would go away because its purpose would have been served. So I love you. Take care of yourself. Thrive in all ways. You can still be wildly successful during this time. You can still find love, be the person you always want it to be. It's going to look differently, but that is the beauty of the human experience, is because we can use our imagination to see what we need to see so we can integrate that change, that shift, into our present-day reality. So then it looks like it's supposed to look, right? So I love you. Take care of yourself. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.